There's a traditional greeting that is used during the Easter season. It's kind of sad that we've lost this greeting in the Western church, at least in the United States. And this greeting is the person greeting you says, "Christ is risen." And the response is, "Truly, he is risen. Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen. From the darkness of death, our Savior has risen so that we who are humans, our humanity, may be raised from the darkness of sin." St. Paul makes this clear in the epistle, the eighth reading that we just heard right after the Gloria. "We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." Through the resurrection of Christ, which we gather on this Easter vigil, this Saturday evening where it has become dark to celebrate Easter, we have the fulfillment of God's promise to humanity, which dates back to the very dawn of creation. From the very first words of the scriptures, we have this promise fulfilled. The purpose of this Easter vigil, of course, is to celebrate that night in which our Lord was raised from the dead. But it is also for us to gather, to remember, and to trace back the history of that promise of salvation which God gave to all of humanity. We went all the way back to the very beginning, back to the beginning of creation, that happy, necessary fault of Adam that we celebrate and remember with the exultant, that hymn of praise which is sung or said, as I did tonight, to the Easter candle, that light of Christ, symbolizing that light of Christ in the world. But we go all the way back to the moment of the fall of Adam and Eve. We trace the history of that promise through the establishment of the covenant with Abraham, when God gave to Abraham the promise of the promised land and being the chosen people of God, that he would be the father of the chosen nation of God. And then through the exodus of Abraham's descendants from Egypt, that they had gone to Egypt and had become slaves, but then were freed by God through the Red Sea and over to the promised land. We trace the history of that promise to the covenant which was made with David that established the kingdom of David, the kingdom of Israel, the kingship from whom our Lord would descend. And then finally, to the fulfillment of the hope of that salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. We trace that salvation throughout salvation history. And through it, we see God the Father guiding his chosen people to the coming of our Lord in the fullness of time. We see these covenants which God made with the Israelite people, multiple covenants made throughout their history, and in preparation for the Israelite people for the coming of our Lord. The fulfillment of those covenants which we celebrate tonight in the new covenant which our Lord made with us when he was here on earth, and which he fulfilled with his death and resurrection. As Christians, we have placed our hope for our salvation in that new covenant with our Lord that he did accomplish through his death and resurrection. And through our baptisms, we have been united with his death and resurrection, the symbolism of being buried with Christ through the waters and raised again from the waters to new life as Christ rose again to new life. We have what the people of Israel hope for throughout their history: the forgiveness of sins and the eternal promised land in heaven. Now, in turn, we have to give as part of this covenant. A covenant is not a one-way street. It's not just God saying, "I'm going to give this all to you, and you have to do nothing." There is a return. And in return for this new covenant in which we have been baptized, we must, as St. Paul says, think of ourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. We must be content as Christians, as members of this new covenant, as disciples of our Lord, not to be content to live merely for our own good, but for the good of our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and died and rose again for us. So during this Easter season, may we be able to greet each other with great joy and hope. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.